state, and that kept running through our conversations for the last 2 days. We also heard early from Kate and then again that coming back up to the conversation. But there needs to be an intersection between technical and data infrastructures that are being built in news media and elsewhere, and the archival techniques that are here in kind of library and archival communities. We also heard that the terms of service have changed. So Chris from UW talked about how we're now renting and leasing in libraries rather than owning in perpetuity. And I think the newspapers don't even realize, the newscasters don't even realize the significance of that change in terms of cultural memory and what we're able to preserve. And so that's one of the messages that we need to be more mindful of getting out. Anna from University of North Texas talks about how we need to be mindful of organizational stability, that assuming that a strong corporation is going to be here for 1,000 years is not a really good assumption, that we need to be thinking about things not from one corporate kind of stakeholder as the center, but really thinking about decentralized ways of addressing that. Matt talked to us about how we need both business and social good arguments for preserving news. I think that business modeling is crucial. I think it just came back up again in the last couple of minutes here in this room. Love Ben saying we need to meet the nerds where they are. We are all nerds here, and we do. We need to meet in those systems that are already being built that allow archiving to become just a part of the package, part of the foundation that is expected and anticipated when you start creating content. And that's where we eventually want to move. Cliff reminded us that the Library of Congress can demand copyright deposits. It has chosen not to. And that was a really provocative statement and a great keynote, and one that I think bears closer examination and some thought about what that means, particularly in a moment where we have a new library and this Congress, new leadership, new energy, new direction for that institution. Ben talked to us about how we need to putting the security and internationalization. I think that's really important and, again, precise for embeddedness of archiving within the package. And then finally, Evan reminded us that Orwell also said, in addition to the memory hole comment, that he who controls the past controls the future. And that social aspect of the importance of news, and this is the issue that he's going to debate. I do a lot of different things. I do a lot of stuff with libraries, archives, and museums around preservation. I do a bunch of scholarly communication stuff. I get to put my hands in a lot of different pots, and I get to work with a lot of really cool communities. This is the one that keeps me up at night, because we're losing stuff, and we're losing it fast, and we're losing it at a furious pace, and my kids aren't going to be able to see what the world went down over the course between that, the two-decade period where the medium was changing so rapidly, and that drives me crazy right now. So what are some of the things that we've come to that we can do? We talked about creating a registry specifically around digital news preservation. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think kind of hopping on to what Todd and others are already working on that we talked about yesterday is a great idea. I also think in and of itself, that project is starting to really try to chart out what are the things that should be getting preserved and who is taking responsibility for them. That would be a tremendous asset. How many people in here would be interested in working on projects of that sort? Todd, definitely. Awesome. Dorothy. You want to write down for me? You want to pull out a piece of paper? Somebody can take down some names. That's the Create a Registry of Digital News Preservation. See, those of you who have been here before know this is when I start calling names. And then I will follow up with you afterwards. Somebody's got to write it down.
Just get them on video. As long as you say the names, you'll track them down later.
Maybe I'll just call out who's actually saying it. A second idea that came up, and this is not an exhaustive list, let me say that, but this is even nine that really stood out to me. So coordinating with associations, serving each stakeholder community. So really trying to do a cross-coordination with the online news association and press associations and library associations, et cetera. That's something that I'm very interested in doing. It's the kind of work that we tend towards at Edutopia. So I'll definitely volunteer my name for that one. Who else here would be interested in being part of a group to look at that? Anybody want to work with me? Fabulous.
Which thing are we on now?
The second one, coordinate with association. Anybody else?
Names.
We've got Internet Archive.
Mark.
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 Anybody else? All right.
I need to register you.
Yeah, so registry, put your hands back up. Dorothy, Todd, Frederick, Jennifer, did you have your hands up?
No, but I'll just be close to
you. Okay, fabulous. So put Jennifer down and put her up. Awesome. Producing more plugins for preservation for major platforms. I know I can count on them. I suspect I can probably count on Kate, too, because she's not the number hand. Call out to me, please, if you put your hands up.
Meredith.
Meredith.
Eric. Okay. All right, collecting social media as primary source material. There are some who are engaged in that, fabulous, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're working with Laura. Awesome. Yeah, so Internet Archive and Laura are you?
I'll Internet Archive on every one of these.
Yeah, in terms of the registry, I mean, honestly, we're publishing our stuff. It's all up on a wiki. So
that may be a good starting place.
There now, you can all edit it now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Creating and testing business models for preserving the news. Jennifer's in for that. I saw a hand or two. Katie, was that your hand? Yeah. Anybody else? It doesn't have to be buy-in on all of these yet. Assemble news hackers and library and archive hackers. So that kind of hack for hack. Good. Hacks and hackers meet code for web. So we've got Ben and Kate, Katie, Evan. I'm almost good enough at names. Chris.
Chris.
Yeah. Todd. Laura. I won't miss that one again. Remind me your name. I should know it. I had lunch with you, Andrea. I'm sorry. Great. And
yeah, you know, I just wanted to say that we're hosting Code for Life here at UCLA next year, so we should talk about how to get some of this energy going.
Oh, yeah. That's fabulous. And if anybody decides they want to add their name to this list will be posted, and you will have the opportunity to do that. We'll get there.
David.
Forwarding working models. So things like what Anna Kramer's already built at University of North Texas, what Eric has already built at University of Kentucky, there, you know, what Ben has already built into multiple platforms. There are different angles on this. What TRL is already doing. You know, is anybody interested in really thinking that one forward right now? Okay, we'll leave that one empty for right now. And then talk to your local paper and report back. How many people would be willing to do that? Fabulous, Chris. Okay, who put their little ticket in the bowl earlier and said this? Because that bowl had like 10 of us in there. Andrea. All right, fabulous. That gives us some initial traction. There are obviously some people who have already had to depart early, so you know, both for their sake and then also for your sake as you reflect. You need to take your name off of one of the lists, that's fine, and go to it, please do. Lots of conduits for action. Okay, so this is all pro bono, what's happening in this community. Edward's not getting paid to do this right now. I'm not getting paid to do this right now. This is volunteerism, UCLA didn't get paid to do this event. This is not a community that has some sort of a bottom line driving it, which means that it requires our energy. Okay, all of you guys carved out 2 solid days, especially those of you who are hanging on to the end, to be here and to be a part of this. Please, 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 if you aren't already part of the Google group, contact Edward, he'll get you on it. SafeNews.org got brought up, thank you, CRL, James Simon, I think was the one who brought that up. SafeNews.org is a site that Edward and I worked to bring up last year to record some of the activities of this community. It is intended to be a community resource. I'm the one who is the gatekeeper because there has to be a gatekeeper for a website. But all you got to do is let me know if you want something on there. You can use the Google group to signal that, or you can get in touch with me personally. Project teams. The teams that we're just now nominating and starting to bring together, I think are really important. And then finally, the hashtag from this event has at least a little bit of a record of what's going on right now. And I would say using that for the remainder of 2016 makes good sense. I like Twitter. And I also like twittering birds. So what I want to leave you guys with today is a little story and a little moment of reflection about a starling. Now, I will add the disclaimer that the starling is not a particularly nice bird. They take over places. I know this, but there are murders in the room. It's against me. But what they do is magnificent, and it really does demonstrate impact. Okay, this is called the starling murmuration. There are a couple of really important things on this. Okay, so there's science guiding this. This is the way that they avoid falcons. Right? So this is something that has evolved in this bird species and in some other species that allows them to move together in ways that are both fluid and ever-changing, and it's remarkable. So there have been scientists who have been looking at science of starling murmuration recently, in the last 5 years, you find some of that. And what they have found is that each of these starlings is paying attention to the seven starlings that are the closest to it. And that 7-7-7-7 ratio and relationship is what allows that to happen. So if all of us stay connected, even just in small ways, there is an ability to align our behaviors without it taking a ton of energy, without it having to watch what everybody's doing. It's just watching things close to the universe and making sure that we keep moving and in concert to some degree towards the goal of saving the universe. So that's what I want to leave you with. I think we can be okay. Thank you guys so much.